Vancouver artist Casey Way says she was shocked after finding out she won this year's Philip B. Lind Emerging Artist Prize at the Polygon Gallery Thursday evening. Way is one of the five artists whose work is now showcased in the Lind Biennial exhibit at the North Vancouver Art Gallery. The multidisciplinary artist took home a $25,000 cash prize. Her installation, The Jong Clan, spreads across three screens, diving into the story of her mother's family immigrating to Melbourne, Australia from China following the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. "I just think they're such interesting people," Way said. "If I didn't make this film, I don't think we would have talked about all these things." Before the massacre, it was a time of unrest in China, where student-led protests took place in Tiananmen Square demanding democracy, free speech and free press in the country. Following the death of China Communist Party leader Hu Yaobang in April 1989, who was working to bring forward a democratic reform, protesters marched through Beijing to Tiananmen Square. By mid-May that year, tens of thousands of people were protesting. On June 4, 1989, Chinese soldiers and police stormed the area, where over 200 people died, and thousands were injured. Way's video installation aims to address what can't always be said through verbal communication due to language barriers, privacy or trauma, she said. Completing the project has given Way a deeper understanding of her mother's history, but she also hopes people will reflect on their own stories. "It's like these oral histories that aren't the official winners of history get to write the narrative," she said. "It's these real experiences of real people, and I think they should be recorded and celebrated." The Lind Prize is given to an emerging BC-based artist biannually, and is juried by a panel of artists and curators. Artists are nominated by staff and faculty from art institutions, organizations and post-secondary programs across BC. The special award launched in 2015 and honors the legacy of Phil Lind, a figure known in the arts and education community for his countless philanthropic efforts. Lind was known as an avid art collector with a love of contemporary photography and BC artists. He died on August 20, 2023, his 80th birthday. Last year, the Lind family gave a hefty $1 million donation to ensure the future of the prize. "Our father was a lifelong advocate for contemporary art, and we knew that expanding the future of the Lind Prize would be an incredible way to commemorate his legacy," Jed Lind, Phil's son, said in a press release. The Lind Biennial will ensure that future generations of young artists have an opportunity to show their work in the Polygon's incredible exhibition space and engage in their rich history. Jurors were impressed with Way's work, saying it offers insight into personal anecdotes specific to geographic displacement, and transposes her DIY aesthetics and community-based art into a gallery setting. "The work also shows maturity and great promise," the jurors said in a press release. Way says she plans to use her cash prize for studio space, as most of her projects are done at home, along with materials to go towards her next production. "But it's more than just a cash prize for the artist, it's an opportunity to produce a project with the Polygon Gallery." The other artists featured in the Lind Biennial are Mina El Shazly, Carice Mitchell, Dion Smith Dockey, and Paramveer Walia. The Lind Biennial will be on display at the Polygon Gallery until Sunday, February 2. Abby Luciano is the Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter for the North Shore News. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. Luciano at nsnews.com https://x.com/AbbyLuciano https://bsky.app/profile/abbyluciano.bsky.social Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.